Take one. Okay. That was fun and very loud. Welcome, everybody, to my very first podcast episode. I'm so excited to be doing this. Honestly, this idea kind of came to me, like, randomly, really, really quickly, some days ago. Maybe, like, about a week ago, I first started having this idea for this podcast. I don't have a name for the podcast as of yet, but obviously by the time I upload these podcast videos, there will be a name, but I cannot intro the video with a name because I just don't have a name yet. But welcome to my acting podcast. It will be a podcast about acting. We have a nice little mug of tea right here. We have a nice little candle. You know, I'm trying to get the cozy vibes. I'm chilling on the couch. I have my boyfriend's puppy dog over there. My kitty cat is over there. So we're just going to relax and vibe out. I feel like I do need to, like, sort of warn y'all that this dog, her name is Santana. Ooh, I just hit the mic. She will bark pretty often. So I'm just forewarning you all about that because there's a high possibility that she'll start barking as soon as my boyfriend comes in. Come here, Santana. Let me see if she can come over to me. Santana? No, she's sleeping out like a light. So let's introduce the podcast. I'm Taylor. I don't think I've said that. If you're new or if you don't know me, my name is Taylor and I am an actress. And I want to talk to you in this episode a little bit about my, like, introducing myself to you, what I've sort of gone through in my acting life so far to get to where I am, as well as, like, why I want to make a podcast, because honestly, I feel like everyone and their mother is making a podcast right now. I mean, seriously. One of my very best friends has her own podcast, which I love. It's called The Inner Calling Podcast by Amanda Nafash. Go check it out. But then also, I feel like everybody that I'm, like, following on social media also is, like, starting a podcast. So it's like, why not jump on the bandwagon, you know? Like, let's get going. But honestly, I got the idea because, you know, I love listening to podcasts, as a lot of us do, whether it's, like, when I'm driving or in my car or whatever. Wait, I'm sorry, that's the same thing. When I'm driving or, like, cleaning or something like that. And I, like, was looking for a long time for, like, an acting podcast that I really enjoyed to listen to. And there are definitely acting podcasts out there that I think are enjoyable, but nothing that was really, like, tickling my fancy, you know, like, gibbling my gibbles. That's not a phrase. Okay. My two favorite podcasts are actually very, very, very different from one another. One of them is On Purpose with Jay Shetty. I don't know if you say by or with. I think with. On Purpose with Jay Shetty, which is, like, a super inspirational, like, you got this, let's give you some educational good advice type podcast. And then, just wait for it, my other favorite podcast that I've been listening to, and, like, I just kind of, like, I, like, don't want to admit it, but it literally makes me laugh so hard, is Call Her Daddy with Alex Cooper. And I love that podcast because it makes me have, like, a visceral reaction to what I'm listening to. Like, I will literally start cracking up. And so I sort of was, like, thinking that I'm not aware of any acting podcast that makes me have this, like, visceral reaction. Like, I want to listen to a podcast because it's informative and it makes me laugh, or, like, I'm having a grand old time listening to it. So then I was like, wait a second, what if I started an acting podcast basically just about the journey of an actor? And so I'll be telling personal stories. I'll be giving little pieces of advice. You know, I have a lot of different plans for a lot of different topics that I want to talk about in this podcast. So we'll get there as the episodes go along, and I don't want to like give it all away right now because you're going to have to tune back in and keep listening. But that's kind of like where I got the idea for it. Also, like a lot of acting podcasts that I have found have very much been like interviewing this famous person and listening to their journey to becoming successful. And like, honestly, I don't find it fully relatable. I mean, I understand that like these actors all had their struggles and their journeys, but I want to listen to an acting podcast that I can relate to in this like year of my life, in this time of my life. I'm still in my 20s, you know, I'm not successful yet. Yeah, it's amazing to listen to like Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence talk about all these wonderful things and working with directors, and I do find it inspiring. I'm not saying that I don't, but I want to be able to be relatable. So I want to talk about like the stuff that's going on in an actor's life, in like the day-to-day nitty-gritty of it. Like, I am in it. I am not at all a successful actress as of yet. I've had my fair share of things. Definitely have a lot of years of experience doing it, training, experiencing different situations, which we'll get into. But I just hope that this podcast can be both informative and entertaining. That's my desire. So now that you know sort of why I want to, oh my god, do a podcast, please excuse me if my cat starts bugging out. She just got down from her cat tree. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. So, as I said, my name is Taylor. I am 27 years old. 27 years young. Sorry, just gotta correct myself on that. And I have been acting and studying and in the vibe of it basically since I was swimming in my mother's womb. So both of my parents are in the industry. My mom was a stage manager for many, many years. She mostly worked with like touring artists. So she went on tour a lot. So she worked with Marvin Hamlisch, Art Garfunkel. If you don't know who those people are, look them up. You are missing out. But she was also like very involved with theater for a very long time. And my dad studied acting in college and, come here, Nora. Come here, lady. My dad studied acting in college and currently now works for the Schubert Organization, which is a company that owns 17 Broadway theaters. And he oversees all the renovations that happen there. So honestly, like, come here, Nora, Nora. My cat wants to come on my lap. Come here. So honestly, like, from the moment I was swimming in the womb was swimming in the theaters, and we were all just swimming around. So eventually I was born. I am indeed a human. Eventually I came into existence in this world and, you know, was still involved with theater once I was birthed. In fact, I remember when I was like, wait, I'm sorry, you guys. I just paused because my cat was like purring right into the mic. I don't know if you heard that. But when I was like 7, 8, or 9, I remember like seeing this ad on Disney Channel because, you know, I loved Disney Channel back in the day. And it was like, do you want to be on TV? And I was like, yeah. It was like, come on down. We're holding auditions for like this new, like for Disney Channel shows, blah, blah, blah. And I, of course, was like, daddy, I have to go. Like, I'm going to be famous. I'm going to be on Disney Channel. I'm going to be friends with Hannah Montana and that's so Raven, and it's going to be amazing. And my dad was like, no, this is probably not legit, but I begged him to take me. And so he was like, all right, like, I'm not going to break this little girl's heart. Let me take her to this fake ass audition. So we went, and indeed, it was probably a scam. I mean, it was very much this thing where, like, we all went to this massive conference hall and were, like, talked to with a bunch of other people. And they essentially tried to sell us, like, these, like, classes, air quotes. But I don't really know if it's classes. But basically, they were like, if you pay us, we will get you in front of casting directors and agents and managers. And ding, 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 ding. That is a red flag, people. Red flag. But of course, I didn't know that at that age. And my dad was like, we're leaving. And I was like, daddy, please. Like, I want to be famous. And he was like, no, goodbye. And my dad's just like, he's a very straightforward man. I am also a very straightforward woman, very blunt. But he is like, to the extreme. So he just like took me and then we left. And of course, I was devastated about it because I wanted to be a famous actress, but I didn't know at that age. And now I know, looking back to it. So that's like my earliest experience of being like, of like having something like that happen. And like when I was younger also, I was just doing the most. Like I remember I am obsessed with acting. I mean, that's the whole reason I'm doing this podcast, just because I just want an excuse to talk about acting for as long as I want to. But when I was like in the ninth grade, and this will probably give you a little insight as to like how like slightly whacked out I am also. I was reading this book series called Shatter Me. I can't remember the author's name, but if you haven't read Shatter Me, first of all, and you're a young woman, go read this book series. It's so good. Essentially, it's about this girl who is like losing her marbles. Like she is losing it. And it's actually like about like a woman who becomes like very powerful and really, you know, like steps into her own. She like has these like magical powers that basically cause her to like destroy everything that she touches. So she's been like thrown basically into this insane asylum at the beginning of the book series. And I was like, oh my God, if this book series gets made into a movie, I need to be ready to audition. I don't know what part of my brain thought that I was going to ever get an audition for something like that, considering the fact that I had no training and no prior experience and didn't have an agent or a manager. But I was like, I just have to be ready. So I remember literally like acting out scenes from the beginning of the book on the floor of my bedroom, like pretending that I was losing my marbles. And if anybody had walked in, it indeed would have looked as though I was losing my marbles. I mean, I don't know how I made it through high school, to be honest. But yeah, I mean, then once I turned 15, which was after my freshman year of high school, so I probably read those books like freshman year, and then I turned 15 and my dad was like, all right, I see that you're losing your marbles over here. I think that you're ready to take this seriously. Little did he know, I'm like in my bedroom, like sobbing on the floor, taking it very seriously. And so he decides to send me to the Neighborhood Playhouse, which is basically an acting conservatory in the city. And so I studied for 3 semesters at the Neighborhood, or 3 summers, excuse me, at the Neighborhood Playhouse, as well as some of the, oy vey, I'm just readjusting, as well as some of the school semesters, like the Saturday sessions. But it was hard, like, getting into the city, because I grew up in northern New Jersey, So it's like not that far away, but also like on a Saturday, like when I go to high school on a Saturday, I just want to relax. I don't want to travel into the city. I mean, like, love acting, but not on a Saturday. No, I'm just kidding. I would act literally any day, all day. But at that age, like, I just needed a break. But I loved doing the summer sessions. And then after that, I decided that I didn't want to go to a normal college. I was like, I want to go to a conservatory. And, like, I'm going to go to a conservatory. So I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, which is in Manhattan, and did the two-year program there. And then after that, eventually I decided to get my Bachelor of Fine Arts degree in acting. And since then, I mean, I've just been auditioning. I've had my fair share of different situations with agents and managers. Believe me, that's a story for another time. But yeah, and now, like, I'm actually working with this new agency that I really like so far. So we'll see how that relationship goes. And I'm auditioning, trying to keep myself busy. So now that you know a little bit about me, in this podcast, like, we're really just gonna talk about different experiences that I've had, any possible advice that I have to give. Hi, Nora. As well as fun stories to just vibe and hang out and chill with you guys, because I'm really hoping that just that the podcasts go well and that I enjoy what I'm doing. I've enjoyed this so far. I feel like it's like a form of therapy for me. But anyway, y'all, I've kept you for long enough. Thank you so much for listening to my very first podcast episode, and I will see y'all in a little bit. All right, goodbye.